I'm Father Benedict Rochelle of the Franciscan Friars of the Renewal in the South Bronx. And today we're going to talk a little bit about saints. I've been very privileged in my life to know several people who may be canonized saints in the future. The Venerable Servant of God, Father Solanus Casey. The Servant of God, Cardinal Terence Cook. Father Walter Chizak. And Mother Teresa, to name a few. And you know, it's always disconcerting to know a saint. Knowing saints can be a little bit dangerous, and I'll tell you why. We forget that saints are ordinary sinners who tried harder than the rest of us. We tend to think that they are perfect people. When I was working on the cause of canonization of Cardinal Cook, I went over to Rome to the congregation or the office which handles the canonization of saints, and they told me, don't try to prove that he was perfect, because if you prove that, we'll know you're lying. Try to prove that he was heroic, that he practiced the Christian virtues in a heroic manner, prudence, justice, temperance, fortitude, faith, hope, charity, humility, kindness, etc. And so that's what we are in the process of doing right now with the cause of beatification of Cardinal Cook. One of the things, though, that I have learned from watching the saints is don't pretend that you are prepared today to do what they did. Some saints are very ordinary, people who take life in a very ordinary little way and do it with great love, someone like Saint Therese of Lisieux. Cardinal Cook was a person, something like that, who lived with cancer and terminal cancer for years and years. But nobody ever thought of him as an extraordinary person, except that he was extraordinarily kind and patient. For 20 years, his secretary told me, he never once lost his patience. Now, on the other hand, you have the extraordinary saints, Mother Teresa, Father Solanus Casey, the old Capuchin from Detroit who worked miracles quite regularly and lived a most penitential life. If we try to imitate the saints in their greatness, we commit a sin against humility. Saint Augustine, one of my favorite saints, rather ironically observed, don't try to imitate Christ in his divinity. Don't try to walk on the water or speak to the wind and the sea. No. Try to imitate him in his humanity. Try to imitate him as he went through life, working, laboring, being patient, being loyal to his call and vocation. So, some people go around and they collect stories about the extraordinary things that saints did. I'm not as impressed by those extraordinary events as I am impressed by the ordinary events. That's where one finds a saint. I remember Mother Teresa very often showing an extraordinary amount of patience, sometimes with me, and how beautifully she did it in the most commonplace and ordinary way. To me, that was the great sign of sanctity and holiness. In your life, whatever you're called to be, you can grow in holiness. Most of the time when people tell me they want to be saints, I figure they're on an ego trip. They can picture a plaster of Paris or wood carving statue of themselves with a little gold trim around the edge, you know, holding whatever object of sanctity one might think about them. I suppose eventually we'll have a saint holding a computer here or something, or a cell phone. It seems to me that we should not do that. Our approach to the Christian life should be one good step at a time. Right in front of you, right in front of me, is a good step. It's the next good step for us to take. And that's how we will walk on our road toward holiness. Only a few people get to great sanctity in this life. There are only a few people who win Oscars or things like that. But there's a lot of us who try. 40,000 people run in the marathon. Only a few win. But the others do their part. And I always think, you know, that although God can do a great deal with a saint, it's a good thing that he doesn't just have saints to rely on, because there aren't very many of them. Us poor sinners, we schlep along. We do our best. We don't do anywhere near what a saint does, but we make up in quantity what we lack in quality. I always think of Cardinal Cook being immensely patient. Always, even when he felt very ill, no one knew that he was dying, taking time out to be kind, to be generous. I remember the old lady, and the cardinal was ill with malaria at the time and had just received a terminal diagnosis. An old lady walked up to him and gave him a racing form, the horses. And she had marked off by divine inspiration all of the horses that were going to win the next day, and told the cardinal he could save the Catholic school system if he put $1,000 down and went through the day. And he thanked her very kindly, gave her a blessing, looked at me blandly, and his secretary said, "God deliver us." But the cardinal didn't say anything at all. He just took it with a smile, because I think he was a saint.
For more insights from Father Groeschel, join him for his series, Devotion to Christ, here on EWTN.